animal in a sensitive spot, in the eye or the nose, the Tyrannosaurus surfaced beside the boat, opened its jaws, and roared. Grant aimed and fired. The dart flashed in the light and smacked into the cheek. The Tyrannosaurus shook its head and roared again, and suddenly they heard an answering roar floating across the water toward them. Looking back, Grant saw the juvenile T-Rex on the shore, crouched over the killed sauropod, claiming the kill as its own. The juvenile slashed at the carcass, then raised its head high and bellowed. The big Tyrannosaurus saw it too, and the response was immediate. It turned back to protect its kill, swimming strongly toward the shore.
"He's going away!" Lex squealed, clapping her hands. "He's going away! Na 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 na, stupid dinosaur!"
From the shore, the juvenile roared defiantly. Enraged, the big Tyrannosaur burst from the lagoon at full speed, water streaming from its enormous body as it raced up the hill past the dock. The juvenile ducked its head and fled, its jaws still filled with ragged flesh. The big Tyrannosaur chased it, racing past the dead sauropod, disappearing over the hill. They heard its final threatening bellow, and then the raft moved to the north, around a bend in the lagoon, to the river. Exhausted from rowing, Grant collapsed back, his chest heaving. He couldn't catch his breath. He lay gasping in the raft.
"Are you okay, Dr. Grant?"
Lex asked. "From now on, will you just do what I tell you?"
"Okay,"
she sighed, as if he had just made the most unreasonable demand in the world. She trailed her arm in the water for a while.
"You stopped rowing," she said.
"I'm tired," Grant said.
"Then how come we're still moving?"
Grant sat up. She was right. The raft drifted steadily north. There must be a current. The current was carrying them north, toward the hotel. He looked at his watch and was astonished to see it was 7:15. Only 15 minutes had passed since he had last looked at his watch. It seemed like 2 hours. Grant lay back against the rubber gunwales, closed his eyes, and slept. Fifth iteration. Flaws in the system will now become severe. Ian Malcolm. Search. Gennaro sat in the jeep and listened to the buzzing of the flies, and stared at the distant palm trees wavering in the heat. He was astonished by what looked like a battleground. The grass was trampled flat for 100 yards in every direction. One big palm tree was uprooted from the ground. There were great washes of blood in the grass, and on the rocky outcropping to their right. Sitting beside him, Muldoon said, "No doubt about it. Rexy's been among the Hadrosaurs." He took another drink of whiskey and capped the bottle. "Damn lot of flies," he said. They waited and watched. Gennaro drummed his fingers on the dashboard. "What are we waiting for?" Muldoon didn't answer immediately. "The Rex is out there somewhere," he said, squinting at the landscape in the morning sun. "And we don't have any weapons worth a damn."
"We're in a jeep."
"Oh, we can outrun the jeep, Mr. Gennaro," Muldoon said, shaking his head. "Once we leave this road and go on to open terrain, the best we can do in a four-wheel drive is 30-40 miles an hour. He'll run us right down, no problem for him." Muldoon sighed. "But I don't see much moving out there now. You ready to live dangerously?"
"Sure,"
Gennaro said. Muldoon started the engine, and at the sudden sound, two small Othnelians leapt up from the matted grass directly ahead. Muldoon put the car in gear. He drove in a wide circle around the trampled site, and then moved inward, driving in decreasing